This is where we meet, sharing conversations from New Mexico and beyond. I'm Alice Morillon, and this show is supported by the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Taos Center for the Arts would like to recognize that it operates on the homelands of the Red Willow people of Taos Pueblo. We'd like to honor the ongoing dedication and importance of Native and Indigenous cultures within our community and within the land we live, learn, and exist on. Our guest today is David Fernandez de Taos. Fernandez is an individual deeply grounded in northern New Mexico. He is an active member of Taos's life in various aspects, with, only to name a few, his participation on the board of the Taos Historic Museums and the board of the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Today, our conversation centers on the work of the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Fernandez was elected president of that board in October of 2023. National heritage areas are places where historic, cultural, and natural resources combine to form cohesive, nationally important landscapes. This designation is issued by the National Park Services, which gives a sense of the federal recognitions of those large, lived-in areas. In 2023, there are 63 national heritage areas across the U.S. The Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area encompasses more than 10,000 square miles within Taos, Santa Fe, and Rio Arriba counties. The three-county area includes 8 native Tiwa and Tewa pueblos: Taos, Picaris, Okeawinge, Santa Clara, San Ildefonso, Nombe, Pahuake, and Tesuque. The Jicarilla Apache Nation, which has headquarters in Dulce in western Rio Arriba County, is also within the heritage area boundary. In this interview, Fernandez anchors the work of the organization in the larger context of northern New Mexico. He shares his perspective on the ongoing changes and the beauty of our communities nestled against the mountains. David, you are a writer, a speaker, and you've been on the board of the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage for a while. You just recently became the president of that board. You have been a part of Taos's arts, politics, spiritual, religious, and cultural life throughout your life. And that's in that framework that you've been, I think, working with the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. I wonder if, to start off this conversation, you wouldn't mind adding a few elements of this very, very brief biography that I gave of you and give us a little bit more context about who you are and why Northern New Mexico and its culture and traditions are important to you.
Well, thank you, and so glad to be here, and just want to begin by complimenting Taos Center for the Arts and all that you do, and certainly the program Where We Meet. And I'm glad that the Northern Rio Grande Heritage National Heritage Area is able to help in some small way to move your programming forward. And I'm from Taos, so to speak. That's where destiny, or whatever the mystery of the universe is, place me. I was born in the area here, and my great grandmother was a Navajo lady. As a child, she was kidnapped out of her cornfields up in Navajo country. We believe it was by the Comanche Nation, and ended up being brought to Taos and becoming part of a family here. And she grew here. Her name was Socorro, and she met my great-grandfather, Pedro David Fernandez, and they a large family grew from them. And my father, Bonifacio, and my mother, Margie, were both teachers, educators here. And I have always just been enchanted and entranced, I guess, by the mystery of my being brought to this place, born here, and all of that. And and over the course of my life, I've just become even more enamored of it in comparison in the context of the world at large. And I am always so grateful that we have elements in Taos, northern New Mexico, which can lend themselves and sometimes are used as a refuge from the rest of the world on many levels. The Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area has come to be just a good place to be as well. I became a member of the board of directors there about 10 years ago, and I've contributed and helped in different positions there for during that time. And then at our annual meeting, which took place this last October, I was elected to be the president of the organization.
Thank you. Well, jumping into the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area work, I'm just going to go back to some language that is on your website. The Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area focuses on its mission around three major strategies, and I wonder if we could talk about the three different aspects of the work that is led by this organization. Mm-hmm. The three of them, I'm going to read them out loud, and then maybe we can go to the first one. The three of them being support traditions, heritage, and culture to enhance understanding and awareness of the heritage area's stories and resources. Mm-hmm. The second one being creating partnerships to collaborate in achieving cultural preservation. Mm-hmm. And the third one being promoting economic development and heritage tourism. So I wonder if you could tell us a little bit what that first angle of work encompasses. And that first angle is supporting traditions, heritage, and culture to enhance understanding and awareness of the heritage area's stories and resources.
Yeah, very good. Now, the traditions of the area are deep and wide and immense in many ways, because they combine the history and the story of peoples who have lived in this area for thousands of years to begin with, and up until maybe around four and a half centuries ago, when all of that started to change with the coming of European and Spanish colonists and conquistadores, quite frankly, and just a major geopolitical development out here. And during the course of those four and a half centuries, there's been a lot that's happened. There's been, at first, certainly civilizational clash and culture clash and shock to different sides of the world, kind of just really coming up against each other. And since then, there's been both tragedy and a kind of a triumph in a way in terms of humanity. The meeting, the abrupt and sometimes shocking meeting between the two peoples did lead to a lot of trauma, which still exists to some degree in the peoples here. And some of the triumph has to do with almost an inevitable melding of the peoples, the cultures, through family and marriages and intermingling of people and leading to something very, very special in the continental United States, you know, and here in New Mexico, to the Spanish part of it, and traditions that we see today, whether they're through agricultural traditions or even religious or spiritual traditions. Sometimes they're still separate in some ways, but melded together in other celebrations of the area. And those go way back, and they're very deep. And in some way, they speak to something in humanity, I believe, that has existed even before that meeting of the peoples, and something that has also raised people up to be. It's still bittersweet, I think, to a lot of people here. Certainly, I have much heartfelt sympathy with the way that some of the people were brought into the integration of the area. To this point in time, there are people who, even though they might be composed of through the blood and the lineages of both peoples, still find it very interesting, to say the least. And some people, in fact, are almost very conflicted, you know, as individuals and as peoples. And we see that manifest itself from time to time when it comes to things like the cultural conflicts, the questions of monuments and histories and stories and all of that to this day. And but the traditions here are also, they do evoke some of the events that took place in times past, but they also, when they're melded together in some way, they bring out something that's essential also in people and in human beings, whether it's dancing or the singing or the striving, the reaching up, in some of the great Pueblo and old community celebrations here, something just very, very unique and attractive to others. I know that, for example, here, Taos Pueblo, and on their days like San Jeronimo time, people come from all over the place just to see something that stirs them very deeply, whether they, some come just purely to take pictures and, you know, as straight across tourists and stuff like that. But underneath it all, there is a what I've experienced visibly and almost intangibly is there is a spirit that has been moving along through all the time, the centuries, and very, very beautiful. And that's what I might call, ascribe as a triumphal part of what's going on here. And there are others not as spectacular as some of these great communal festivals and celebrations, but other places that are just very, very deeply evocative of the spirit as well. Places like the Santuario de Chimayo, for example, where people go, or other very quiet and special places and sites around where people can go. Some are better known than others, but people go, and there's something there that can be drawn up and to help people, you know, feel a little better about things. And I think the traditions that we have here and stories and activities and such that we have here in northern New Mexico can be seen sometimes in stark contrast to places where there's just outright problem. You know, whether we're talking about the Middle East or other parts of the world, and you know, in a sense, just about anywhere you look in the world, there's it's like the whole race of humanity is still trying to find some kind of a peace or some kind of a equilibrium, but they've been trying to do that for many, many thousands of years. And I believe that here in northern New Mexico, and through the languages and the cultures and the legacies and the heritage that we have here, it is special in that way. And so that's how I see the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Some people see it, well, you know, again, just another nice place to visit, another interesting place. Come and, you know, some people try to exploit it in terms of the economy and so forth. And I think cultural tourism has a place, but one thing that I want to see as a president of the organization now is that we walk a line or kind of a balance between the two, so that we just don't turn into a northern New Mexico tourist trap on the one hand, you know, as opposed to, but there is a way, I believe, to meld those things together.
Thank you. What are the ways, directly from what you're expressing now, what are the ways that you see to move forward with the tourism that exists here in northern New Mexico and the cultural richness mm-hmm. of the area? Mm-hmm. Is the organization supporting specific initiatives to orient tourism or support tourism in specific ways?
Yes, to benefit from the economic side of tourism. I think there is some to that. But what we can also do, a very important role for the heritage area, is to be able to provide a base of illustrating the story of the area, who the people are, not shying away from things that some might view a little more discordantly or even unpleasantly, but education and story. Some of the things we're involved in right now, for example, are the even in Taos, we have some things that are sort of similar to that. Places like the possibly the Martinez Hacienda or Los Luceros, another place which is between Taos and Santa Fe, on the banks of the Rio Grande. Los Luceros, named after a family named Lucero. Los Luceros is, again, like an old hacienda-type estate from a long time ago, but it has now been taken under the wing of New Mexico state government, and it's under the aegis of the New Mexico Cultural Affairs Division. One of our board members is Deborah Garcia, who is actually the New Mexico State Secretary of the Cultural Affairs Division. And some things that are taking place there are our executive director now, Eric Vasquez, has implemented some programming there that involves hands-on, like continuation of some of the traditions, like the old style Rio Grande weaving and other artistic initiatives there. Our artist in residence for the NHA is Jose Asuncion Lopez, who is a prize winning Spanish, Santa Fe Spanish Market artist, and going to be developing more programming through there to in collaboration with school systems throughout the area here to, for example, to introduce young people to different kinds of skills, whether it's wood carving for, you know, like the Santos tradition, or the old kind of woodworks and furniture and such that used to be, and so they can learn about that, but also then build from that into other forms of using those kind of skills, and things like that, and in partnering, the Northern Rio Grande Heritage Area covers the three counties of Taos and Rio Arriba and Santa Fe County, inclusive of Native American pueblos that are there as well, and in fact, in the initial legislative enabling act for heritage area here, it calls for inclusion of board membership from each of the eight Northern Indian pueblos who are here. And we've had some representation, sometimes more, sometimes less, as we've gone through. And in partnering, for example, the most recent and very active board member that we have now is from Pohuake Pueblo, Governor Tafoya, and she has pledged to do all that she can through the Pueblo of Pohuake to work along that that dual or that melded line that we were talking about, looking at ways to just build up from the fusion of the history of the stories of the people here. We, as a heritage area, you know, we look at some of the things that have been happening, whether it's like in Santa Fe, you know, the conflicts and the clashes over monuments and things like that there. And Rio Arriba, same thing, and possibly here in Taos County, that could be the case. But we do not, our heritage area does not get in the middle of those kind of things. That's the last thing we want to do. But, we view it all as just an expression, an evolving day-by-day expression of, you know, how things are growing and developing as everything is moving forward. And We do not speak out or try to influence any of these clashes or conflicts one way or the other, but we do monitor them very, very carefully. We look at them in a sense of just trying to understand them and to help educationally whenever we can. The NHA, our heritage area, does have extensive resources where people can come to learn and come to know the stories that are going on here.
I see the time running already, and so I want to offer maybe a last question to wrap up this conversation about the range of work that the organization is doing. Mm-hmm. You're very connected here to the pulse of our communities, and you mentioned the conflicts earlier, but you also mentioned some of the projects that are happening and that are exciting. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you could share and identify what today excites you about Northern New Mexico, and what are the dynamics that are changing or continuing or maintained that you think are really providing for our communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that there is just an inherent spirit, you might say, or some almost like a primordial type of current that has been running through all this area for many thousands of years. And I think it can be certainly in recognition of the whims or the providence, a creator or the creator of this very unique and fragile little planet that we live on. And the world is a magnificent and yet there's also a lot of sadness in the world, mainly because of what how people have related to the world and continue to relate to it and to each other. And but there is there is a strength which has always been here, probably predating even the arrival of first peoples here to begin with, and continuing through. And some of the populations here have recognized that and work in harmony with that. It's never been easy, and it's never, you know, just an easy slide or an easy ride, but it's there, and it is a source of wisdom and knowledge, which even multiplies when others come into the equation, if they learn from it. That's why there is a wisdom here. There is an ancient primordial wisdom and a living wisdom existing now at this time, even as you and I are speaking, and something that draws people. There's something that other parts of the world can certainly learn from by coming and by not just running amok in the tourist shops or anything like that, but taking the time to take advantage of, by now, I think, some programs and initiatives that that are being offered through organizations like the National Heritage Area. I know that Taos and the Taos Northern New Mexico region, of course, we're so interconnected now with life and the citizenry of people throughout all the North, whether it's in Rio Arriba County or Santa Fe County and the surrounding areas as well. The peoples and the families are interconnected and integrated in many ways as well. And there's just something out here which can be considered as a kind of a learning resource, a gifting resource of for humanity at large. And I try to reflect that in my own writings and other things that I do. And I'm hopeful that the generations of individuals and families that spring from me, will help to continue and to grow that, you know.
Thank you to David Fernandez de Taos for sharing his insights on Northern New Mexico and the work led by the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Where We Meet comes from Taos Center for the Arts in Taos, New Mexico, and is supported by the Northern Rio Grande National Heritage Area. Producers include Chelsea Reedy, Alice Morillon, and Anna Forster-Smith. On Where We Meet, we share conversations from New Mexico and beyond. Thanks for listening. Be well.